Now from economics to geography, today for our geo-quiz, we're in the Great Rift Valley searching for a chain of volcanic mountains in East Africa. These mountains cross the borders of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The range includes some smoldering mountain peaks that rise 10 to 12,000 feet into the sky. This mountainous region is also home to some endangered mountain gorillas. Poaching, deforestation, and civil wars have put these gorillas on the list of critically endangered species. Question for you, can you name this East African mountain range? We're going to hear from a curator at the American Museum of Natural History who ventured to these remote mountains to see the gorillas close up and to paint their portraits. The answer's coming up. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our geo-quiz today sent us in search of a mountain range in East Africa. The answer is the Virunga Mountains. The Virunga Mountains cross the borders of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. If you've ever been to the American Museum of Natural History in New York, you have probably seen these mountains because they're featured in one of the museum's well-known dioramas. It's the one that shows the group of five mountain gorillas in front of a volcano. The volcano is Mount Makano. It was painted back in 1921 by Carl Akeley. Now, nearly a century later, those mountain gorillas are fighting to survive. Steve Quinn is now a wildlife artist at the museum. He set out last month to find the exact spot where the museum's gorilla diorama was painted.
It took a total of 4 days and three nights camping up on Mount Makano. After a full day's bushwhacking and machete chopping, we found the mountain gorilla diorama background site, the scene that is depicted in New York. And down below on the site, you could see deforestation, refugee camps, and human settlements that are not depicted in the New York scene and diorama.
There is nothing like that, in fact, depicted in the New York scene. Can you describe it for us?
The scene is still incredibly dramatic because Nyiragongo, which is the big steaming volcano in the center of the scene, is still very active, glows red at night. The forest, constantly, it is encroached upon for firewood and also a great deal of poaching. Poaching is primarily for duiker and bushbuck, a small antelope, but inadvertently the gorillas, mountain gorillas, get caught in these snares and are injured by them.
And is it true, Stephen, this is like one of the only places where the remaining mountain gorillas are?
Yeah, there's a population in Virunga National Park and then in Uganda as well. A total of about 740 animals left.
And when Carl Akeley himself was in the area documenting the mountain gorillas in their habitat, how many were alive then? This is in the 1920s.
That's very difficult to say because the species was not monitored that closely. However, just prior to his visit, the Prince of Sweden at that time had entered the same area and had shot and collected 11 animals. The science of the time was to collect animals to compare physiology, anatomy, the relationships between animal groups. As a part of that, the nature of science was collecting, which is a polite way to say shooting specimens and gathering specimens. And it was during this expedition that Akeley suffered this great crisis of conscience because Akeley was at the very site that I was at. He looked down at the fallen gorilla and said that, and this is a quote from his journals, he was a magnificent creature. With the face of an amiable giant who would have done me no harm but to protect himself or his own kind. Of the two, I was the aggressor and the savage. He looked out across the scene and said to his colleague, I envy this chap his funeral pyre. This is the most beautiful place in all of Africa. And indeed, it still is. It's just absolutely breathtaking.
And did you see any mountain gorillas?
No, they had been driven out by rebels. The gorillas are so intelligent that they realized that they were under threat and moved their groups out of that region. And it's hoped now that the area has been cleared of rebels that the gorillas would return.
How close did you get to a mountain gorilla elsewhere on the trip?
Before crossing over into the Democratic Republic of Congo, we worked with a group called the Mountain Gorilla Veterinarian Project. We, honestly, we were within just, I would say, 7 yards, 10 yards of the animals. And we had young ones. Definitely, they were little rascals, inquisitive and approaching us to see how close they could get without feeling threatened. And the big male silverback, you know, would recline on the forest floor, just like I did with my kids on my living room rug. You know, it was just an amazing parallel with an animal that's so closely related to us.
I guess this has been a long-time dream of yours to take your paintbrushes and your acrylic paints and paint this image. But you come back, aside from the images themselves, with what?
I am not a scientist. I'm an artist. In my painting, hopefully, people that stand in front of the mountain gorilla in New York City can no longer accept that scene as it appears in the diorama. They must be aware that the scene has changed, that our own species, and this occurs everywhere, not just Africa, if we don't act, the dioramas at the American Museum will just serve as a record of a world before we destroyed it.
That's Stephen Quinn, a wildlife artist at the American Museum of Natural History, who trekked into the Virunga Mountains. That's our GeoQuiz answer today. You can see Stephen's field sketches at theworld.org and compare the mountain gorilla habitat now with the way it was painted in 1921.